Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And as the saying goes, I'm driving home for Christmas. Thankfully, I've finished now, Christmas Eve at 12:30. Just had to get some fuel, but I'm on the way home, just stuck in the traffic. But I just thought I'd record a quick boo just to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and whatever other international variation that fits to your part of the world. I've had a great year on Audio Boo, and it's been my first full year. I know it's not quite New Year's Eve yet, but I'd just like to say thank you for everything. And I've learned a lot from the people on Audio Boo. It's been a really great experience. So as I'm driving home now in the rain, it just reminded me a moment ago, as I passed an Australian bar in the local town, it reminded me of the year 2003-2004, when I was living over in Australia in Adelaide, and Christmas over there was a totally different affair. Obviously in the UK, in England, in Derbyshire, it's drizzling, disgusting weather, and we might be lucky to get some snow every other year perhaps, but this year it's just going to be raining, I think. But it reminds me of the year that I spent over there and how different it was, being someone that's grown up with this drizzle, to spend Christmas in a warm climate. It was a great change, really. Christmas has to be cold and it has to snow for me. So I'd always wondered what it'd be like to spend Christmas in a different part of the world. And it was great to see how Christmas was in Australia, when it was really warm. And I think on Christmas Day it was around about 38 degrees Celsius, and we had a barbecue out on the garden. Then the next day I went four-wheel driving in between Christmas and New Year. This was in 2003. I went on a four-wheel drive adventure with some friends over there, and we were just driving over the sand dunes, and it was great. It was a great way to spend the Christmas break. And now I'm talking about that Christmas break, it reminds me of that particular year. I'd gone over there on my English passport, and my visa, the three-month visitor's visa, was due to expire in between the Christmas and New Year period. And you can go into the immigration office in the cities, Adelaide was the city I was in, and you can extend your visa there. But obviously because the office was shut, I couldn't go in. So I went back in the first few days of 2004 when it first opened. And let's just say that I got detained for overstaying my visitor's visa. Long story short, because I was born in Australia and it was before 1985 and I'd never renounced my Australian citizenship, you automatically keep it. So this process took around about 5 hours for me to find this out. And I'm really lucky that my father was there, because my father's an Australian. I was really lucky that he was there to, like, guide them through the process. But yeah, turns out, if you've not renounced your Australian citizenship and you were born there before 1985, then you automatically retain it. So I now have two passports, and I didn't get detained and locked up and deported, which was nice. And I remained there for another 7 months after that. And it's raining. There'll be no four-wheel driving across the sand dunes and sunbathing on New Year's Day on the beach near Robe in South Australia. There'll be none of that this year. Maybe I'll get a walk in the wet Peak District, but that's that. But it's all good. I think it really does have to be cold to be Christmas. It really does. Okay, I've rambled on there. Merry Christmas to everyone, and I'll speak to you all very soon. Bye for now.